Neil, the creative workforce has been particularly hard hit during the pandemic, highlighting already existing inequities. As mayor, how can you support arts and culture and the creative workforce and generate new and better opportunities?
I think Salem does better than a lot of communities when it comes to what's called the creative economy, in nurturing and supporting artists and businesses that relate to artistic endeavors. And I think the fact that we have the Peabody Essex Museum in town, which is the premier cultural institution north of Boston, is a tremendous asset for us. Our economy is changing. We are not, particularly in this post-COVID era, going back to an era where people are going to be largely commuting to offices and jobs and sitting behind desks. I just read an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day about the vacancy rate in downtown office buildings is at an all-time high, and it's probably not going to get any better. So the gig economy and the local creative economy are the types of things that are going to diversify opportunities that people have. And here in Salem, because we have the museum and because we have a local artistic community that's somewhat established, and because we're looking at building new housing, such as the housing that's going to go into the former St. Mary's School, where I attended several years ago on Hawthorne Boulevard, which is going to include artist housing, I think those are wonderful things, and we need to continue to encourage those things and provide support on the city level where we can, such as, for example, micro-business loans for businesses with less than 10 employees. Those types of things are going to help spur our creative economy and make it something that we can't even imagine what it's going to be sitting here today.
Thank you. Dominic.
I think that Salem has some remarkable assets in our creative economy work. We have partners, both the Creative Collective and also partners that are not part of the Creative Collective who have contributed to the fabric of our small business community, and they have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. A lot of them worked in jobs, second jobs, third jobs, that they were no longer able to work at when restaurants shut down and when businesses shut down, and they're still feeling that impact. So I think how we're being intentional about supporting those workers, you know, it goes far beyond just a Peabody Essex Museum. It's really about the people that, you know, as Mary Driscoll used to say, pour your coffee, pour your beer, they can't afford to live in Salem anymore. And I think that, you know, as we become a community that's out of reach, affordability speaking wise, for those people in that workforce, we're pushing them out away from our community, and we're losing that workforce. I think that we can leverage partnerships that we have with some remarkable people in our community right now that are advocates for that workforce, and bring them into the fold as we're having conversations. I mentioned the Economic Coordinating Council before, that concept. The Creative Collective was part of the Economic Recovery Task Force, and they should be at the table as part of the process for the Economic Coordinating Council as well. You know, our economy, there's an economist who said that our grandparents had careers, we have jobs, and our kids are going to have gigs. And you know, this is the economy of the future, and we need to make sure that we're tailoring the programs that we have and the kind of investments we're making in things like housing, things like our career and technical education program at the high school, to help those students understand that the arts and the creative workforce is a technical education and an opportunity for a career, not just a gig.
Thank you.